Wisconsin's drinking culture stands out from much of the nation, and it comes at a cost. As part of WPR's series High Tolerance, Kyla Calvert-Mason looks at the financial impacts of the state's unique relationship with alcohol.
On a Friday late in March, a dozen or so people were waiting for afternoon proceedings to begin in courtroom 615 in the Milwaukee County Circuit Courthouse. Nearly all of the defendants that afternoon faced charges related to drinking. As Judge David Borowski began hearing cases, the price tag climbed.
I'm going to impose the mandatory minimum fine of $350 plus costs, fees, 50 days in the House of Correction, drug and alcohol evaluation, and any and all appropriate
90
days in the House of Correction. $350, I'll make that inclusive of costs.
For one man, the costs of his second drunk driving offense were much higher than he'd expected. His employer didn't complete the steps for work release during his jail sentence, and he lost his job.
In his mind, he was very proud of the job.
His attorney, Robert Gordon, explained he was able to find another job.
He worked substantially less hours. He was, when I last was able to chat with him, he was getting about 20 hours a week. And he was only making $10 and change there.
Researchers estimated excessive drinking cost Wisconsin and its residents $6.8 billion in 2012. The report looked at criminal justice, healthcare, vehicle crashes, and lost worker productivity. Scott, whose last name we aren't using to protect his privacy, is a man who knows these costs well. He says he's been sober for 5 or 6 years with the support of Alcoholics Anonymous. The financial toll drinking took on his life didn't end with the costs for his 4 drunk driving offenses, but those were significant.
Attorney's on a $5,000 retainer, for starters.
His last fine was $800, and he remembers the weekly fee during his sentence was about $250. But there were also costs for him that wouldn't be captured in that $6.8 billion estimate. He says he'd buy things he didn't need when drinking.
Like a rifle or something for hunting or something. You already got one, but you want another one, stuff like that. You want to kind of impress your other people as well as yourself.
The costs that were captured have likely changed, too. Adjusting for inflation would bring the 2012 estimate up to $7.4 billion in 2018 dollars. Jeremy Bray heads the economics department at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro. He says an increase in early deaths is one thing that could drive up the financial toll.
One of the biggest costs in those social cost estimators is lost productivity. And most of that is driven by premature death, drunk driving fatalities, alcohol poisoning fatalities.
State data shows all alcohol-related deaths rose from just over 1,500 in 2011 to more than 2,000 in 2015. Deaths from alcohol-related falls, poisonings, and suicides all rose over that period. But Wisconsin is not only known for its drinking, it's also known for its beer making. National industry groups put the economic impact of beer at $9 billion in Wisconsin in 2018. But the state may not have to choose between a culture that celebrates brewing and lowering the costs of excessive drinking. Alcohol is one of 6 areas the Department of Health Services is focusing on in a campaign to improve Wisconsinites' health. DHS is promoting proven local policies like heightened drinking age enforcement and tracking where drunk drivers are served their last drink, says Prevention Coordinator Mary Reina Hara-Limpopoulos.
That's what we're looking for. Those are sustainable things that the coalitions and public health departments can implement that will be there and then make a healthy community for a longer time than a one-time program.
Now that Scott has given up alcohol, he says he does things with his money he would never have dreamed of when he was drinking.
I like to give. And I don't live month to month anymore now like that. And help my daughter out with college.
He says it's hard to explain, but it's like a whole new life. Kyla Calvert-Mason, Wisconsin Public Radio.